Loneliness happens when we're disconnected from our true selves, not when we're physically by ourselves. Hi, it's Paulina, and welcome back to the My Best Self podcast, where we become the best version of ourselves. I am so excited for today's topic, guys. Today, we're going to be talking about how to never feel lonely again, how to actually embrace being on your own, how to embrace your alone time, and how to just build that better relationship with you. I share a lot that I go on solo dates. I do a lot of things by myself. I live alone and I am very happy being by myself, spending time by myself. But I'm not saying by saying this, I'm not saying in any means that it's good to never be around other people, that you don't need friends, you don't need family, you don't need a community. That is absolutely not true. You 100% need that. As human beings, it's actually in our nature to be around other human beings. It is necessary literally for your well-being. Like, that's something that I want to get very clear. Just because I'm sharing about being alone and enjoying your alone time doesn't mean that I'm saying you shouldn't have friends or you shouldn't have anybody around you. That's definitely not what I'm saying. It's just about being able to be alone too. Being able to be around other people but not being codependent, and also enjoying the times and those moments where you are in your solitude. So we're gonna start off with the most common misconception that to be alone means to be lonely. That is 100% not true. Literally, you can actually be physically surrounded by people. You can be in a room full of people and you can still feel alone. And why is that? Because to actually be alone is to be disconnected from your true self. That is the loneliest feeling in the world, because you can try to fill that void with other people. You can try to fill that void with anything you want to fill that void with, but nothing will fill the void of not knowing your true self. Loneliness happens when we're disconnected from our true selves, not when we're physically by ourselves. So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. So first, let's get into building our foundation of self-love. Loving yourself isn't just about positive affirmations and having spa days and self-care days, even though that's amazing. To truly love yourself is to accept every part of yourself. Even the parts of yourself that you're not the proudest of, even the parts that are in your shadow, to actually sit there and be able to accept yourself, and not saying that you can't accept yourself and at the same time still strive to be better and continue working on your growth. But it is important to accept who we are, even right now, even the parts of you that you're not the most proud of. It's about having patience with yourself, being compassionate to yourself, and kind, even when you make mistakes. Even at those moments that you want to beat yourself up for things, you still have to be a good friend to yourself. So it's something where you have to analyze the way that I treat myself. Would I treat my best friend in this way? Would I speak to a friend in this way? Would I act like this towards somebody else? And girl, if you said no, and that's how you know, that is where you need to focus on, and that's where the work is going to begin. I truly think a lot of us are afraid to be alone because we're scared of the company that we keep in our own head. We don't want to hear those voices. We don't want to be around the negativity that goes on in our mind when there are no distractions to take us away from that. So they're going to try to distract themselves. They're going to try to run away from their own selves, from the voices in their mind. But the thing is, when you work on yourself, when you build that relationship with yourself, you don't have to run anymore. You don't have anything to hide from anymore. You actually end up spending that time by yourself and loving it and enjoying it and being thankful that you get to spend that time. And coming from me, someone who spends a lot of time alone, I cherish my time alone. To me, it's sacred. It's a time where I get to be with me. I get to just focus on myself. I get to look inwards. And I really do value that relationship with myself. And it's so crucial. I genuinely think if more people were to work on that relationship with themselves, everything would be better. People's relationships with other people would be better because you understand yourself. How can you understand somebody else if you don't even understand yourself? When you get to that level of self-understanding, now you're able to connect with others at a different level too. So before getting into anything else, let's talk about the benefits of embracing your alone time. The first benefit, you actually build so much confidence. Like, you build confidence in different ways. The first way that you build confidence is if you're able to go out, you're able to go to, let's say, a concert, you're able to go on a trip, you're able to go to dinner, you're able to go even to the mall by yourself. That builds confidence. Now you realize and you have this understanding of, it doesn't matter if someone else can't make it. It doesn't matter if nobody wants to come with me for whatever reason. Nothing matters. I will go where I want to go, when I want to go, and I have the power to do so, and I feel confident about that. And I know it sounds very like obvious, but there are many people that genuinely struggle with this, that feel like they will be judged by being out alone, that feel like people are staring at them, that feel like people are thinking about them being alone and maybe making fun of them, things like that. But I just want to say, I promise you, we are in our head so much. Think about how much you're in your own mind and in your own head. When I realized this, it honestly took away any feeling of like, I'm scared, I don't want people to judge me, everything. You're in your head so much. And think about the way you're in your head. The way I'm in my head is, it's when I'm in my head, I'm thinking about myself. I'm not sitting there and analyzing every person in the room, judging them, thinking about them, pondering on them. I'm thinking about me, about my life, about this thing I have going on and this thing. So do you really think that everybody that looks at you is thinking about you in the same way that you're thinking about yourself? The way you're so focused on yourself, are you that focused on someone else? No. So that means that other people are the same way. At the end of the day, we are all the main character in our story. So nobody else is obsessing over you the way you're obsessing over yourself. This gave me so much peace of mind, especially because I used to stress out so much when, let's say, like I had like, let's say like a scandal, quote unquote, going on social media. People are talking about me, chismeando about me or whatever. I used to be very stressed out and bothered by that. And then it got to the point where I had to sit and think. They see this. They see me and they may share their opinion and then they scroll away and then they go and live their life. And then they find something new to point out and comment on. And when they go to sleep at night, they're not thinking about that. For me, it used to be something that really stressed me out. Like, people are obsessing over me. They're like thinking about me. They're putting their thoughts onto me and their opinions. And it felt very overwhelming and very huge. And then when I started seeing it in that way, like, let's say somebody we all probably know, like the Kardashians, when you see them in scandals or you see something going on with them, yeah, you see it and maybe you'll talk about it a little bit with your friends or family or whatever. And then it's like, okay, it blew over and it's on to the next thing. It's not something that you're actively constantly thinking about. So you have to think about other people and their opinion of you and whether they're quote unquote judging you or not as that. But I will sit here and tell you, when you go out, I promise, people are not worried about that. Like, I've seen people do crazy stuff and then they do it and then it's over with and you look away and it's on to the next thing. That really is what it is. So it's like, going out alone, nobody's gonna be looking at you sideways for it. So embrace that time by yourself. And when you spend time by yourself too, you realize you don't need anybody's validation. You feel confident in your own skin. You feel comfortable going out. You feel comfortable just taking space and being you. And something super amazing about embracing your alone time is that you actually get to know yourself. Like, would you consider yourself close to somebody that you never spend quality time with? I wouldn't. I would feel like, okay, we know each other, but how deeply do we even know each other? Because we don't spend quality time together. So it's that same thing with you. You need to spend quality time with yourself so that you can get to know yourself, so that you can truly see, okay, what do I value? What excites me? What do I think about when nobody else's thoughts are influencing mine? And that is where you truly learn who you are. And that is the most beautiful thing that you could ever do. And not only that, but it also makes you more emotionally resilient. When you're able to embrace your time by yourself, now you know that you can handle anything that life throws at you, that you are strong enough to stand on your own. And knowing that allows you to be emotionally independent and it gives you freedom. It gives you freedom and it gives you the power to, let's say if tomorrow something, life throws a big curveball at you, you now have better tools to deal with that. You now know I can handle it and I'm good. And I'm not saying, like I said before, that you can't have a support system behind you, but it's about knowing no matter what happens, I have my back and I'm gonna be okay. And that nobody can take away from you. Okay, so now you might be listening and thinking, okay, I get it. I want to spend more time by myself. I see the benefits of it, but how do I actually go about it? The first thing, like I said, it's important to spend intentional alone time and quality alone time. So I know our lives are busy. I know our lives can get so crazy. I know life is literally, sometimes I sit there and I'm like, where does the time go? And especially during winter months, I feel like it hits even harder. Like there's just so much going on. There's the holidays. There's a lot going on, right? But regardless of that, I want you to try your best to make time for yourself, to make that time to take yourself on a little solo date. Even if that date is literally taking yourself on a walk to the park. As long as you have the intention in your mind, like, okay, this is my date. I'm taking myself out, right? As long as you have that intention, that's all that matters. You can literally start with that, going on a walk to the park. Or you could do something different. Maybe you want to take yourself to dinner. I'm going to tell you when I first ever took myself to dinner, and it's actually funny, I was in a relationship at the time, the first time I ever was like, I want to take myself out to dinner and by myself, and I had never done it. I go to this restaurant. First of all, it was so cool because it was a different experience. I had never been to that restaurant before. And so I go and I'm all by myself and I eat my dinner. And I remember the feeling afterwards. I felt so empowered. I felt like I could do anything. And it was something so simple. Like it genuinely is so simple, like going out to dinner. But I felt like, wow, I just did that. It was a sense of accomplishment. It was a sense of, oh, I can go anywhere. I can spend this time by myself and enjoy it. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's not weird. And so that was the first time. And then eventually I took myself on a solo trip. And that also brought such a sense of empowerment. I swear, if you want to build your confidence, if you want to feel empowered to be able to do something like that, it will skyrocket your confidence, your sense of empowerment through the roof. You don't have to necessarily go on a solo trip. Maybe you can build up to that. But taking yourself out to dinner, even taking yourself to a little coffee date, whatever it is that you have time for, whatever you can afford and have time for, that's really the first step. And another way to be intentional with your alone time is to, when you do get the chance to be alone, do something that's going to deepen your relationship and your connection with yourself. Something that we talk about here sometimes is meditation. Literally sitting, and I'm going to explain to you what I do when I meditate. I close my eyes, I sit down, and I breathe, and I focus on my breath. And people ask, well, do you not get thoughts that come up in your mind? They do. They do come into my mind. I do get those thoughts. I'm not the most consistent person with meditation, but the first time I ever heard of meditation, I was like 16 years old. That's the first time I ever tried it. I can remember, especially when you first start, it's hard to clear your mind. It's hard not to allow thoughts to penetrate you just focusing on your breath. But you do get the hang of it. The more that you do it, the easier it gets. And sometimes thoughts will come through. And sometimes you get thoughts that actually give you clarity on situations. It kind of feels like those thoughts just popped in your mind to kind of push you towards whatever you need to do in life. But sometimes you don't want any thoughts at all. And it's just about whenever a thought comes up in your mind and you're trying to meditate, literally going back and focusing on your breathing and redirecting your attention. That's a really great way. I swear it will give you such a sense of calmness and just being in tune with yourself, with what you're thinking, what you're feeling. All of that deepens your relationship with you. And also just simply changing your perspective and changing the way that you see being alone. Instead of seeing it as something super scary or something that you're intimidated by, if you switch that mindset as, okay, when I get to spend my time alone, I'm going to act like I'm spending time with a super close friend, with my best friend that I really am excited to see. So feel that way about yourself. See it as, okay, this is not a burden. This is a time for me to deepen my connection. This is a time for me to reconnect with me. And I'm going to spend this time and I'm going to make the most out of it. I'm going to cherish it. I'm going to enjoy it. It's all about mindset. I really think in life, if you simply try to enjoy wherever you are in the present moment, you will enjoy it. If you put your focus onto seeing it in a positive light, you'll enjoy it. And then I enjoy my time by myself. And then when I get to see my friends, when I get to see my family or anybody that I love, I enjoy that too. And I cherish it too. And it really does come down to being in the present moment. Whatever moment that I'm in, if I'm in the moment of spending time by myself, I'm going to cherish that. I'm going to make the most out of it. And I'm going to capitalize off of it in the sense that I'm going to enjoy this and deepen my relationship with myself. If I deepen my relationship with myself, I will be able to have deeper relationships with other people. Loving yourself and embracing your alone time is the key to never feeling lonely again. And it's not about isolating yourself from others. It's about building a strong enough relationship with yourself that you don't need others to feel complete. And that's the key word. You don't need. People in your life are additions. And that's the thing. When you're happy and content with yourself, you have that good relationship, you attract better people into your life. You attract better connections. Because see it in this way. If I have a bad relationship with myself, if I treat myself really negatively, I hate being around me because I'm always treating myself badly and poorly, I'm going to attract people who treat me that way too. And I'm going to think that it's okay because I accept that for myself. So why wouldn't somebody else be able to treat me that way too? It's fine. I'm used to it and it's what I deserve. That's the mentality that you'll be in when you don't build that relationship with yourself, when you don't build that self-love. Remind yourself you are so worthy, you are whole, you are complete, and you are your best company. That is going to be all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I truly hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned something new here today. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. As always, I hope you all have a beautiful week. Stay tuned for next week's episode, Monday at 10 a.m. PST. I love you so much, and I will see you next week.
Omaha Steaks Black Friday deals landed early. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites, including incredible deals on USDA-certified tender Omaha Steaks. These are the deals you've been waiting for all year. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select favorites at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code BLACKFRIDAY at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.